meal. That's kind of interesting. And give the kids education in ballooning and radio and all the other factors that come into it. And any idea on the age of the students there, Jamie, I'll pass it back to you. D1 Echo Papa in the group, D5 DCP Regina.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, they're grade 9 students, and they took a curricular on communications, and I don't know how many is in the class, 20, maybe 25, and at the end of the season, at the end of the semester, they're, or the end of their class, so at the end of the season, they're going to be able to write their basics, so all excited about that, and yeah, Ken's call sign is Victor Ocean 1, Kilo Juliet Mike / PE9. He's in Moncton there now. So that's his call, Victor Ocean 1, Kilo Juliet Mike. And we'll send it back over to Randy, VE5RJM in a group. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, VU1 Kilo Juliet Mike, VE5RJM, welcome aboard. And thanks, Emil, for that. Anyhow, I should probably get out of here and do something here. My cup is a little bit on the low side here, so has a hole in it there, and coffee seems to just evaporate at times. Anyways, I don't have much to add anyways, I'll stick around and monitor in the background there, you guys carry on, and good on your painting job there this morning there. Hopefully you get that finished off today there. Anyways, I'll pass it back to you, Doug. I'll pass it over to Victor Ocean 1, Kilo Juliet Mike. Take it away for any comments you have there, and very good morning to you. This is VE5RJM in the group.
VE7SLZ.
I must have stepped away from his radio, so take it away, Doug.
Okay there, Randy. VE5RJM in the group. VE5DCP here in Regina. Emil, hopefully your painting goes okay. Just stick on that ball cap so if you wear glasses or anything, you don't end up with speckles everywhere that don't belong. And I've also seen a roller shield that you put over the roller and cuts down the splatter. So something I'd seen a while back to help in aid of painting. Another amateur here in the city has been doing painting there, Randy, and ended up putting up a coat of primer to help himself out. And he surprisingly told me about a quarter inch difference between top of a sheet and at the bottom of the basement, so that was interesting. So pass it back to you, Emil. VE1 Echo Papa Portable in the group, VE5 DCP.
Yeah, very good. Very good there, Doug. Yeah, actually, you know, if you're really interested in Pico balloons, there's approximately 300 of them circling the globe. I've set it up where you can adopt one. So basically you send me an email and I send you the call sign of the balloon, and basically you follow it. Every day you wake up, see where it's at, what country it's in, what elevation is at, and then generally the operators report to me on a daily basis, and they tell me where their balloon is at, and then I post it on my QRZ. I generally just post the coordinates, but when somebody adopts one, I put the location where the balloon is at. So if you're really interested in following it and learning more about Pecos, that's how I got into it there. Back to you there, Doug. B5 Delta Charlie Papa, Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa.
B-E-1 Echo Papa and the group B-5 needs to be. I'd be interested in that, Emil. Send me a text to my cell phone. The number's 306-541-4403, and I'll pick up the information off my cell phone there, Emil, if that's possible. Or you could send me an email at Doug, D-O-U-G, period, Papa Foxtrot Alpha Foxtrot Foxtrot Sierra Alpha Sierra Kilowatt Tango Echo Lima, period, Nancy Echo Tango is my email there, Emil.
Yeah, very good there, Doug. I wish I could tell you I copied all that. Even though I had the pencil in hand and the paper in front of me, you were going just a little too fast, but probably the best thing to do is I could probably find you on QRZ, and I'll send you an email from there, or you can go to my QRZ and just send me an email from there. Probably be the easiest, over.
Okay there, Emil, I can do that. I am on QRZ, so I can pick it up there, and I'll do that, Emil, so you can, you'll see something from me there. So I'm just, my wife came in here with a bowl of cereal, so I'm going to hang the mic up here for a few minutes and grab some breakfast, and we'll catch up to you later, and I'll have my radio on listening. So have yourself a good morning in the Maritimes there. And good morning to the VO1 kilowatt Juliet Mike portable VE9 in the Maritimes. So I'll say good morning from Regina. V5 DCP, clear and listening.
Yeah, very good there, Doug. Yeah, we'll send one to you ASAP. Thanks for the QSO. We got two additional adoptees last night and one today, so the count's going good. One Echo, Papa Portable Clear.
Just entered into a quiet zone. Your voice later on as well. Victor Oscar 1 Kilo Juliet Mike. We'll be clear on handle the hump temperature.
Yeah, very good there, Ken. Are you going to the IRG meeting next Saturday? Over.
Can you repeat that question to me?
Yeah, there's a meeting in Oaktown for the IRG system in New Brunswick. It's next Saturday. Are you planning to attend?
That's a good question. It wasn't on my schedule, but I suppose you could probably find out who's going the week and see what happens there. Might be a good idea to eyeball on a few people. We'll see what happens. I'll make inquiries for the week. I'll catch you once.
Yeah, very good, Ken. Are we still connected to the Moncton repeater, or that's just temporary, over?
V5RJM, V5 Echo Bravo.
Good morning, Wayne, the E1 Echo Bravo, 5 Echo Bravo, E5RJM. Yeah, did you get a phone call last night?
Yeah, good morning there. Yeah, I did, from Peter Dameron there, down in Texas. And I just got off the phone with him right now. I was in bed last night, so I didn't get to talk to him last night. But I just spoke with him now. And I guess the reason I can't get hold of Mark, like the fellow who sold me this, my 1381 Nano, he's out of business, I guess. So I guess that's why there's no communication going on there. So anyway, Pete said he can't help me as far as password and whatnot. He said Mark has these things wrapped up very tightly, and there's no way even Pete can get into them. But anyway, he's going to get hold of Dave Cameron, because apparently Dave has some kind of program to break into these. So he's going to call Dave Cameron for me and talk to him about it, and give him the node number and whatnot, and we'll see what Dave can do with it. Back to you there, Randy.
VE7SL.
Yeah, copy that there. Well, he would be the one to be able to do that, that's for sure. So, that's your other, I guess, last resort kind of deal. Hopefully he can help you. So, Pete, did he sell you another type of node previously? Because that's what he told us here on the air, that he sold you an Aaron, a node, and it's been inactive for quite a long time. And maybe that would explain why I did see a different node number come up from you there quite a while back. So did you buy a different system from him? Over.
Just stand by. My phone's ringing here.